The three times Formula One world champion Ayrton Senna has been pronounced clinically dead after crashing into a concrete wall during the San Marino Grand Prix. The 34-year-old Brazilian was leading when his Williams Renault left the track. Simon Taylor was commentating for BBC television.
Well, they come past us once again to complete the sixth lap in a great blast of sound, and the gap 68 hundredths of a second. So Senna has gained perhaps just a tenth of a second, and Senna's off. Is that Senna off? Ayrton Senna has had a big accident. The car has crashed on the outside of the circuit going down to Villeneuve. There is wreckage all over the road. The Villeneuve corner, and Senna still inside that car as the marshals run towards it. The right wheels, both of them, torn off the car.
Senna was airlifted to a hospital in Bologna in a deep coma. Doctors said they decided not to operate because his head injuries were too serious. They said he was being kept alive on a life support system because of Italian law. We've just had this report from Simon Taylor.
Senna was leading the race when his Williams Renault failed to take a flat-out left-hand curve and slammed into the retaining wall at about 165 miles an hour. Two wheels were torn off, and debris flew across the track into the path of the following cars. The race was stopped, and Senna was released from the wreckage by the circuit doctors, who gave him emergency medical attention at the trackside before he was taken by helicopter to hospital in Bologna. In the last hour, a statement from the hospital has pronounced Senna clinically dead. Senna's accident follows the crash in qualifying yesterday, which cost the life of the Austrian driver Roland Ratzenberger. The race was eventually restarted, and Michael Schumacher scored an unchallenged victory for Benetton, with Nicola Larini's Ferrari second from Mika Hakkinen's McLaren.